KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the Sutter Creek City Council welcomed two new members at their meeting Monday night and elected a new mayor for the year. New City Council member Claire Gunzelman and Julia Sirk were sworn in at the start of last night's meeting. Both were elected in November. The council then elected Jim Swift to serve as mayor for the year 2021 and Linda Rianda to serve as vice mayor. The council then got down to the first items of business for the new year by reviewing recent spending by the city and the monthly warrants and discussing committee assignments and the upcoming budget process for the city.
Well, an Amador County man lost his life early New Year's Day in a solo vehicle accident. According to Highway Patrol, 26-year-old Luke Snellbacher, Pine Grove, traveling westbound on 88 east of Hinton Road at an undetermined speed, when for unknown reasons he allowed his vehicle to drift off the north edge of the road and collide with a tree. The vehicle continued westbound and rolled over multiple times. Snellbacher was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from the vehicle, and died of his injuries.
Well, Calaveras County is offering two free mobile testing events for COVID-19 this week. Staffed by the county's public health department, mobile testing will be offered Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the San Andreas Library, and on Thursday at the Armory in Copperopolis from 9:30 to 1:30. No appointment is needed, but registration is needed ahead of time. The test is a self-administered nasal swab with results typically in 1 to 3 days, though the actual time may vary. Participants will receive results online via text and email notification when the results are ready. For complete registration details, visit the Calaveras County Public Health website. Testing for COVID-19 is advised, especially for people who have symptoms of the virus, people who have had close contact with someone who has confirmed to have COVID-19, and people who have been asked or referred to get tested by their health care provider. The county's first mobile testing was held in West Point last month and was a big success.
With the start of the new year, hundreds of new bills have taken effect in California. For example, one bill requires the state attorney general to investigate all incidents where a police officer kills an unarmed civilian. Other bills call for additional oversight for law enforcement. Now, related to wildfires, the state now requiring homeowners living in fire-prone areas to create more intense fuel reduction between 5 and 30 feet around their home, in addition to the already required 100 feet of defensible space on each side. Insurers must start prominently notifying policyholders if their renewal offer reduces coverage, such as eliminating fire protection. Also, it's now illegal to require domestic workers to be in an area that is under an evacuation order. The minimum wage is going up, $14 an hour for businesses employing over 25 people, and to $13 an hour for smaller businesses. And all employers must now start notifying employees promptly about potential coronavirus exposure if anyone at the workplace tests positive or receives an isolation order. Governor Newsom signed 372 new laws into 2021, or to take effect in 2021, the fewest in more than 50 years.
And the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort has come through big for five local charities. $33,066 was raised for the local organizations during the 20th annual giving season promotion. Crystal Jack, CEO for the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians, said, "The annual giving season promotion is something that we look forward to each year, and we are hopeful that the donations will positively impact our local communities as we enter the new year." Now, from December 1st through December 26th, Dreamcatcher Club members were able to donate their earned points. For every $1 in points donated, guests received entries into the 20th annual giving season drawings. The Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians matched the first $10,000 raised. Each charity will be receiving $6,613.20. This year, the recipients are the Interfaith Food Bank, the Calaveras Food Bank, the Dennis Dalton Foundation, the California Tribal Partnership Amador County, and Amador County Meals on Wheels. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.